Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, audio ents. This Labor Day, while the wives of Gilead simulate being in labor as the handmaids actually give birth to children, as is the custom, get 30% off Stitcher Premium by going to stitcherpremium.com/Labor Day and using promo code Labor Day. If you sign up for Stitcher Premium, you'll be able to listen to Hello from the Magic Tavern ad-free. And you can listen to Magic Tavern spin-offs, Offices and Bosses, Earth Games, and coming soon, Adel Explains Why Your Idea is Wrong. So, if you're tired of hearing ads like this one, well, not like this one, because this one is nailing it. Go to stitcherpremium.com/Labor Day and use promo code Labor Day for 30% off your subscription. Now, pry open your cartoonishly flexible human ears and let those auditory nerves get destroyed by this slamming content.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, that's okay. This is everything you need to know. About 4.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift and somehow magically maybe radiating from my own body. As we travel all over Foon, I use that Wi-Fi to upload a podcast. I record chronicling our adventures around food. Did I call it food?
You did. You called it food.
Somebody's hungry.
I am hungry. We're back at sea.
Back traveling. On the USS Stephanie.
We're on this rickety old boat that I love.
And I will say, you've barfed several times, so maybe that's why you're hungry.
I barfed several times, and I'm realizing I haven't had any kind of fruit probably in like 7 or 8 years, so I might have scurvy.
Oh, you had scurvy long before we were
on. Arnie, can I say something?
I might be in the final stages of scurvy.
Arnie,
yes.
I say something? Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with a scurvy man.
That's true. Thank you. I love your scurvy co-host.
I love you, scurves and all.
Love your scurves.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Own those scurves.
Anyway, I am joined by my co-host, and I guess like when we're on a ship, we're not co-captains, although...
Co-mates?
Boatmates? Shipmates?
Can we just go with co-mates?
I'm with these shipheads.
Ooh, co-mates.
Look, there's no wrong answers here, but let's not go with what Chunt said. What could be?
Usually I would imagine the first thing said is the right thing, but I feel like that's never the case when I say it.
Anyway, I am joined by my good buds. We're back at sea. Chunt the Talking Badger.
Ship bong.
And Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos.
I should have said Boat Bomb.
Champion of the Great Halls of
Tarakas. Or Bing Boat.
The elves know me as Fianyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges. And I am known in the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Names so powerful that if I was heir to utter them aloud, the very foundations of every mountain in Foon would come crumbling down. Mountains would become hills. Hills would become steep inclines. And steep inclines would be very easy to walk across.
Can I say I heard a seagull the other day call you Corey Orman?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that one. I love it when I have secret names I don't know.
Yeah, and it's funny also...
Secret
like,
from you.
I know.
It's funny also that I never know if it's a secret name or if it's a mistaken identity. Oh. Like, you could just look like a Corey Orman.
You do look like a Corey Orman.
I look like a Corey Orman?
Yeah, you kind of look like a Corey Orman.
And to be fair, you were rowing. Even though this ship has a sail, you were rowing.
Well, it's just a good workout. I like to stay in shape. I like to take care of my body, even though it's a temporary home for this angelic form that has come to Foond to defeat evil and destroy badness wherever it doth raise its ugly head.
For new listeners, he's a wizard, and there are all kinds of weird magical bullshit rules about, like, who he is.
I am an angelic being, called forth by the birds, the rain, the wind, and the fire to defeat evil and fight the Dark Lord at every opportunity.
Wait, look, can we just go around and all say our name and then our bullshit rules?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Also, I hope you guys don't mind, I carved into the side of the boat, bullshit rules. Is that okay?
Well, you'd have to clear that with Stephanie, not me.
I think you're acting out, but... All right.
Sorry. So my name is Chunt, and I'm a shapeshifter. I'm typically in the form of a badger, but recently I found out because of my exploded ex-husband who died on the wedding floor, dance floor, that I can shapeshift into anything I want, but I still kind of maintain badger markings and fur. I have a large eggy I call my eggy baby. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, you can change into anything, but with the badger markings, you look like what if a cow was Rorschach?
And Arnie, why don't you say your name and your bullshit?
Okay, well, I'm Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, about 4.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago. It's the one at the intersection of Irving Park and Clark into the magical land of Foon. That's kind of about it. I host this podcast. I'm pretty sure it's going to save all of Foon and Earth.
You do have some other bullshit rules, though.
Yeah.
You shit standing up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a rule. It's more a choice than a rule.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to constrain myself with that one. Uh-huh.
You're bad at math.
I am bad at math.
I must have some more bullshit rules, too.
Yusidor, you have so many bullshit rules. Wait, you know, we should go over the bullshit rules of the ship.
Oh, yeah.
Being on a ship, there's a lot of rules.
Yeah, it's so hardcore rules that it's almost law.
Yeah.
Right? It's like I'm trying to have a merry time, and it's like there's some sort of like law against everything.
Some sort of merry time law?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to have a merry time, but then there's a law against it.
Oh, I see.
But I will say, I love these bears.
The ship is almost entirely crewed by bears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've gotten to know some of them. Usually I'll pop into a bear form just to put them at ease, but there's Corduroy, who we've heard a little bit
about.
The bartender.
Yeah.
Frederick Lacey, Bug. There's Jeffrey, who likes to be called Jeffy. Treadwell.
He likes to be called Jeffy?
He likes to be called Jeffy, yeah. Or at least I can't tell.
Yeah.
It seems like he's...
Here's my question about the bear names. Like, they don't speak anything resembling English to me. Like, they always roar.
Uh-huh.
So, like, how do you translate that into Lacey?
So one of your other bullshit rules, then, is you don't listen to bears.
I do listen. I just don't understand.
But do you hear?
No.
Okay.
That's not my job. My job as a podcast host is to listen... To know when people are done talking, to then
launch
to
into
talk.
The shit you've wanted to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to respond. Don't listen to understand. That's your bag. I will say, just so we're all on the same page and careful, Bug, the bear Bug.
Mm-hmm. The bug bear?
The bug bear. He doesn't talk. He's the one bear that doesn't talk. But he does comically arise from different parts of the ship. So if you see like... If you see like a barrel, if you see like a barrel marked apples, you might hear like a comic like, beep, and then just see a head peek out and turn around and then pop back down, or like under the floorboards or a grate. So just know, at any time, Bug could pop out.
Hold on, is he trying to steal my picnic basket?
I don't know.
For I have many delicious treats inside of my picnic basket.
I don't know, but he does wear a tie. He does wear just a collar and a tie. He had a full suit, I guess the wind ripped off all of it, but the collar and the tie.
If he doth dare to steal the picnic basket of a wizard, he shall meet with mine wrath.
I'm just worried that he's going to ascend and descend close to the podcast. Mm. We won't know it, and people are thinking that we've introduced a slide whistle into the show.
Now...
Is that a terrible idea? I think it's a good idea.
I mean...
We should have more slide whistles.
I think a lot of our ideas on this show are both.
Can we introduce a new rule on the ship here?
New rules?
New rules,
start the clock.
Now, what I need...
One.
What I would like to know...
I could barely, like, get any joy out of saying that.
Very understandable. Now, can we get rid of these stinky piles of moss that I keep seeing on the ship? Like this one right here.
Oh, that lump of rags over there?
Yes, I mean, I just keep seeing stinky piles of moss. I think we should just throw them overboard if we see them.
I will say it looks like the lump of rags is staring at us.
What?
Huh?
Come here. away to my isle of the sea.
What do you want?
Leave my cell phone on or something?
Away,
is there a music?
Away to my isle of the sea.
This pile of moss is singing to us.
Hello.
Hello.
Three comely gentlemen.
Well, it's being overly kind.
And your voice is carried across the water, so I arrive to meet you. Can I buy you a drink?
Certainly, yes.
We drink for free.
I think this moss is into us.
I'd love to buy you a drink, and then your ship will gently crash into the rocks.
We'd rather not crash into the rocks, but we'll take that drink.
She's a straight shooter. I appreciate that.
Guys, careful. She said the C word.
Crash?
Crash. That's a bad, like, maritime law. You gotta watch out for the C word.
Very bad one. Mystical pile of moss, declare thy name so that I may address thee directly.
Three comely gentlemen. I am Calarian, the sea witch of the Northern Isles, and I'd love to buy you a drink and have just casual chit-chat, get to know each other before your ship crashes into the rocks and you live a life with me. One of you. Two of you will die.
Oh, Arnie. What a great guest.
That's a pretty good offer.
She wants to chat. She wants to have a drink.
Calarian, it is a pleasure to have you here. What we are doing here is a podcast. It is a mystical transmission that finds its way into other realms where people hear our voices. So speak directly into this microphone and let us know thee better.
I shall speak directly into this. I've had a very sheltered life. It's exciting.
Oh. Sheltered in terms of you live in a cave? Or
yes.
Exactly. Right on the...
So no rain falling on you?
No, oh, that's nice.
It's always misty, so yeah. That accounts for my...
Oh, so you go by Misty? Calarian to anyone, but it's always misty?
No, the weather's misty.
The weather's misty.
Yes, my name is Calarian, but that's why my hair gets frizzy.
Oh, I think you have very lovely hair.
Thank you. It is moss of 1,000 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, it does not look that old of moss.
Oh, thank you for my type. This is young.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, it's natural green. Put green in it. This is just green.
And I'm so sorry that I thought that you were just moss in a pile of dirty rags. You're clearly like a mossy sea hag.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I appear as a pile of moss and rags when I have transported myself across the water to a ship to crash it upon the rocks and finally find my one true love.
Oh, how exciting. How fun for you. Now, Calarian, I must ask, right out of the gate, I'm sure you get asked this all the time, so I'm very sorry.
I barely talk to anyone except my mother, so this is so exciting.
Oh, you live with your mother?
Yes, my mother, Calarian Sea Witch the First. I'm a junior.
Oh, you're a junior.
That's nice. But people call your mom Calarian the First?
Yes.
They just knew from the start.
So before she had kids, it was still Calarian the First?
Yes.
Okay.
Do they call your mom Misty?
They don't call my mom Misty. No one gets
called
Misty.
That's just the weather.
No, they just call the wind Mariah. That is the one thing you need to remember, is if there's anyone called anything, the wind is Mariah, and she's real.
I've heard the wind called Mary, but never Mariah.
It's Mariah. Then she shows up.
The original question I intended to ask you is, that I believe you would be asked all the time, if you ever interacted with anyone, is what differentiates a sea witch from a siren?
That's a wonderful question. Very good. Sirens lure men only to their deaths. We lure them for the purposes of procreating and maintaining our species.
So you lure them to life?
Yes, yeah. To a better life of enchantment as an enchanted husband. And then we have other responsibilities. Sirens have no responsibilities.
Oh,
burn.
So we have work with the winds, the tides, the water, the krakens, all of the monsters. Oh. We're sort of in charge. We breed them.
Oh, that's wonderful work. Well, it seems like two of us are doomed and one of us is meant to marry this sea witch, so who shall die?
Can I ask? And,
yes.
I am a shapeshifter. Can I ask, what do you look for in a partner? Like, what do you, what's like the ideal partner?
Great question.
And then also, like, what's after that? I guess like a part two. What's like your ideal day? Like, it doesn't have to be like a vacation, but like, you're just like a best day.
You're so kind to ask me these questions about myself, which no one ever asks.
I'm a very kind creature, so
yes,
I'm glad you picked up on that.
You're leading in this race of husbands. Ideally, everyone wants to have a lonely hero. who you crash onto the island, a very brave man who then just can't go home. That was my father.
If you're looking for a lonely hero, Otis is this.
Oh, well.
I mean, Otis is it.
I have been unsuccessful in my quest, but maybe today my fortunes have changed.
Wait, so your father was a lonely hero who crashed.
Yes, my mother lured him. She's very good at being a sea witch. She lured him onto the rocks, crashed him there, and then he was with her for a while. When I was around 6 or 7, they started having some problems.
Sure.
Like, he didn't want to be there anymore. He wanted to go home. And I wasn't pleasant. You know, is it like when you're 6 and 7, you're still feral and trying to eat one of your parents?
Sure.
Oh, of course.
Am I asking too much? Which one of your parents were you trying to eat?
I did. More him.
Yeah.
Yes. So to keep him, mother transformed him into a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Then he ran into the sea and tried to drown himself. But that was a mistake because that is the element we control.
Right.
Yeah. So she brought him back. But then he did run into a fire.
Oh, can't control that element.
We could not control it. So then I did
eat him. He was determined.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, then you did get to eat him, though.
Well, he was a pig, and he ran into a fire.
I was going to say, this is insensitive, but it probably smelled pretty good.
It is delicious.
Yeah. Tasted great.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it seems Chunt is in the lead, so how do you want to die?
No.
Oh, you're drowning and drowning.
There's only one option, to drown?
That's what I sort of can do.
Well, Arnie, are you ready to drown yet?
The
two of us have to drown if Chunt wins.
Well, first of all, we literally just learned that you are incapable of drowning.
Oh, that's
You're
right.
You're basically immortal.
Oh, the great wizard. I have heard tales.
Oh, yes.
I have heard tales.
Thank you.
What are some of the tales you've heard about Usador?
Tea?
I have heard tales.
No, I'm offering you tea.
Thank you. And, are you all getting... Where's the whiskey?
Oh, can we...
Prodigious sea whiskey.
I can also whisk your tea. Did you want some whisk tea?
Oh, yes, please. Okay. And spatulize it. Please.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Corduroy, some whiskey over here to go with our whisked tea.
I don't know if that bear roar was like, it's coming right
up. You have to listen with your ears. You have to care.
Also, Arnie, don't move. Bugs popping up behind you. All right, he went back down.
Now, here is the thing. I cannot drown, but I will pretend to drown. I'll sit under the water for a while Chunt sets up his new life with Clarion here.
Would anyone just voluntarily want to do it?
To marry you? And
just come to that voluntarily?
Well, I would be delighted to. You seem like a beautiful and talented young woman with many skills. Yeah, but it seems like you're kind of into the whole drowning thing, so I wanted to make that happen for you.
Oh, thank you. Now, that is just how we are taught from our very young age that we will find our husband, but I just have not been very good at it. Ship after ship has passed, and I sing my song of enchantment, and I ply the men with drinks, and it doesn't work.
Plying men with drinks usually involves, like, offering them drinks instead of being like, get out your drinks!
No, get out your drinks!
Oh. I mean, it works. It's working. Yeah,
wait,
I think.
Wait, so this is not how I should approach a man.
Oh, I don't
shall
know.
Shall I come... I spill water of the sea into your mouth direct?
Ooh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, you hate to see that.
No. Hey, you know what? I bet, though, Usador would love some of that water from the sea into his mouth.
Oh, sure. How refreshing. Salt water.
Oh, that was weirdly erotic. Look, Clarion, you know, I think you seem delightful, and I'm enjoying talking to you. But, you know, you've had the bad luck of crawling onto a ship of 3 dudes with sort of, like, complicated love lives. Maybe complicated is not the right word. Like,
and we're on a great quest to defeat evil. So... Though I did want to enable your ability to drown myself and Arnie and Mary Chunt, we have a greater purpose. We must defeat the Dark Lord. It is our goddess-deigned duty to do so. And we are off even now to...
Aren't we going to Draymanshire?
We're off even now to Draymanshire.
I see what's happening here. We're off on a quest. So we don't want to talk to her anymore. I see what's happening here.
Well, it's just that we're very busy right now.
You don't even know where you're going.
We're going to Draymanshire.
That seems like you just made it up right this second as an excuse.
I've never done that
a lot
one
of what
time.
We say it seems like I've made
never
up
done
this
that
never.
One.
It's an
everything.
Excuse to not talk to me.
No, we're talking to you. But we're talking about ourselves. We're talking about, like, we're on a really important quest. We're sailing.
They're all on quest. They all haven't been home in hundreds of years. Oh, they all got to go slay this or do that or have a sword or stick the sword in something.
It is fun
That's
to stick
everybody.
A sword.
Sounds like you've been cheated on.
Cheated on? I wish I could get cheated on. I wish I could just capture a husband.
Oh, Clarion, have you had... What happened in your last attempt? Like,
I got on the ship. I thought we were having a great time. Uh-huh. We both were interested in a lot of things, and I
both
just,
interested in a lot of things or both interested in a lot of the same things?
Well, I'm interested in everything because it's just me, my mom, the moss, the caves. And he...
Me, my mom, the moss, the cave.
Yes.
Me, my mom, the moss, the cave.
Me, my mom, the moss,
the cave.
It's just
like a nice sing-songy, yeah.
Oh, maybe I should... All right, well, I'll incorporate that. I like to be straightforward. Uh-huh. I'm not... I like to tell you I'm going to crash your ship on the rocks. I'm going to drown your compatriots. I'm going to marry one of you.
Fair.
I like to be direct.
Yeah.
I don't like to manipulate. A lot of sea witches manipulate. They lie. They take the form of beautiful women with large breasts and teeny tiny waists and no scales. And I was like, no scales at all. You have to see me for who I am. I'm not going to pretend to be someone... Anyway.
I also really appreciate that you're very upfront about, look, this is who I am, this is where I am in my life, and
Thank you.
Is what I'm looking for. Like, it's good to put that out there.
Yeah, when I was in my, like, 2000s, I was very like, oh, I'm going to pretend to be someone else, and now I'm no.
Yes, you're...
If I'm going to meet someone, it's going to be as me.
You've truly let your moss down. You're not afraid to show us your scales, even though they're literally on your eyeballs and your teeth.
Yes, well...
I've never seen scales like that.
It's for submerging.
Ah, it makes sense. Makes sense. And now, can you excuse us for but one second, Clarion? I must speak to my compatriots. Clarion seems like she really wants to get cheated on. So here's what I propose.
No, don't.
Here's what I propose.
No!
One of us begins to have a relationship with her, and then one of the other ones allows her to have an affair.
Ooh. And that way, two of us live,
That's
and only
right.
one of us dies. Bug, go back down. don't
whack him on the head.
Sorry.
Clarion... Am I saying that right?
Yes, thank you.
Can I ask, just based on what you've heard and seen so far, can we just play a little game in terms of, like, who would you ask to fuck off?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you like to marry?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you like to drown?
Oh, that's...
Fuck off, marry, drown.
Fuck off, marry... how wonderful. I'll take this back to my mother. We'll play it forever. I guess, unfortunately, Arnie seems the most determined to not stay, so I will have to enchant and marry him. This is part of... He seems determined to move on. And let me... Well, under enchantments, that will disappear. Well,
also, you talk about having an enchanted husband. Like, what is that like?
Well, you will... I don't know, Arnie.
Oh, yeah. Because you haven't...
Because I haven't had one.
Galarian,
Yes.
Forgive my brashness in this next statement, but perhaps your enchantments have fallen short of your previous desires because...
I'm masticating small fish.
Oh, that's all right. I understand. But you specifically chose Arnie, who had been the least pliable up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you're searching for a challenge... And perhaps that's working against your better interests.
Yes. You're searching for a challenge, and also you're settling. Does that make sense?
At the same time, both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, yes. By choosing Arnie, somehow you're both settling.
Somehow you're both
and making it harder on yourself.
And settling.
Look, I'm really complicated.
See, it's that emotional aloofness that finds so appealing. What is he really thinking? Will I ever know?
Look, don't.
Maybe under enchantment.
Quick, Arnie, fuck me. Cheat on John. No, we've been over this. Look, what you are seeing as emotional aloofness is really, I'm just emotional doofness. Like, I'm just a doof. Don't worry about
it. That's fine. Under enchantment. Let me paint you a picture.
Okay, let me
write
hear
that down. I think that doofness thing is a t-shirt. Write that
doofness.
Down.
Doofness. Okay, yeah, I'm writing it down and I'm crossing it off.
Once you're under my enchantment, every day will be beautiful. You will love me.
Uh-huh.
I will love you. I will play my lyre. I will ply you with drinks. We shall swim in the deepest seas. We shall ride the frightening kraken. We shall go a shrimpin'.
Oh.
We shall have a clam
bake. Wait, what was that last one?
We shall... We shall go a shrimping.
Okay.
It will be wonderful.
Is that a sex thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
With shrimp.
Oh, okay.
Fun.
Is this... No, you're not familiar.
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, well, you invite the shrimp into your orifices.
Uh-huh.
And then you perform the act of love. And that helps... Well, it maintains the biodiversity of the coral reef, which is my other main concern.
Oh!
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, imagine making love with shrimps inside of you as the wind whistles, Mariah.
Well, then she'll show up.
Oh, you don't want her to show up?
No, if you call the wind, she shows. Okay, she could show up at any second now. We've talked about her too much.
Clarion, can I ask you a question about your mother?
Yes.
So... It sounds like your father immolated himself a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why is your mother never re-enchanted?
Oh, I have a stepfather.
Oh.
Oh.
What happened?
What's his name?
Doug.
Is he still on the island?
He's fine. He doesn't, he doesn't try to be my dad, and I don't think I need it.
Yeah.
Is he good to your mom?
Sure, he's fully enchanted still. It has not worked his way out. Gotcha, he's having the time of his life.
Oh, that's
great. He doesn't remember his home. Yeah. He doesn't remember his quest. He's happy. Mm-hmm.
Does he let you, borrow the keys? Like, if you want to go swimming in the little pools on the inland, does he let you borrow those keys?
Doug, he's very possessive about his own things, but he only has two things.
which two?
He has a robe and a wooden key, and we tell him the key opens doors. And he
pretends,
yes,
probably.
Yes. Yeah. He's not, but he's happy. He listens to the lyre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They go shrimping. I know, you can hear it sometimes. It's not pleasant.
The shrimp.
The when they're shrimping.
Yeah. But I was wondering if you could hear the shrimp.
Shrimp are pretty quiet.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Well, should we take a short break and then come back and talk more to Clarion?
Yeah, let's take a short break. Let's check in on those whiskeys that Corduroy was
getting. Yeah, and Clarion, let me get you a chair. I've been so rude. Let me get you a chair here. I want you to sit back.
What's this?
Oh my gosh, I found this palm frond. Let me just wave this palm frond up and down and let's see if... actually, it's pretty cold out here. Let me stop that.
Have you never sat on a chair before?
No.
Oh my gosh, look in your eye. It's like you're being transported to another place.
Maybe I'll just take this chair.
Better get ready to drown.
You don't need a man. Get yourself a chair.
That's a shirt. And we're back, and here's your drink.
Thank you. What a miracle structure to rest my scales upon.
Yeah. Chairs are great. Arnie, I've been sitting for most of the last 5 years.
Arnie Usador, should we mention she's sitting on a rock?
She seems fine.
She likes this.
I don't want to ruin it for her.
I like that you have this flat part to put your head on while you balance akimbo on the precipice at the top.
Yeah, it seems like it would be very tense to sit on it that way, but it's relaxing for her.
Well, it seems you would look at what we're doing
and
try to mimic that. Yet she has decided this very different manner of sitting on the chair.
Chun, follow-up question. Should we tell Usador he's been sitting on his chair the wrong
way?
I don't
think so. It's too much visual fun for all those listeners and watchers out there.
Yeah.
We have a YouTube channel, right?
No, this is just audio.
What?
I know.
What?
It's a real waste.
Are you kidding me?
We've been doing just audio?
I know.
Oh.
Why do you think I over-explain everything we see?
Foon, Usador and me, this is a visual feast.
I know.
Do you know how sumptuous the... Oh.
The sky is 7 colors right now.
We've done over 200 episodes and it's just audio?
Yeah.
What are we doing? We have to be leaving money on the table, right?
And almost everything that's appealing about you is visual.
Oh, I'm so mad I'm going to turn into 10 different animals.
See, that's a waste.
You better call him out while I change.
Cow, different cow, bigger cow. I think cow with wings.
Ooh, this looks like fun. I'm going to turn into some animals too.
Usador, no point.
What do you
mean? Turns out it's just audio.
What?
Yeah.
No one can see what we're doing or peer into our minds and hear our inner thoughts?
Most of your inner thoughts you speak out loud, so...
I have never done such a thing. For if I were to speak my inner thoughts aloud, you would know the plans that I have to murder each one of you unless you turn on me. I am prepared any time.
Unless we turn on...
He wants to... Hey, Arnie, he wants to be turned on.
Wait, there's a better way to phrase that.
Oh, all right, I'll do it.
Oh, no, cool. She's going.
Hold on, I have to shed.
Oh, she's scratching a lot of her skin off.
Scales, oh, using boy. All the scales.
Ooh.
Do you like it? Do you like
it? It's pretty good, actually.
Each scale is turning into a tiny creature and then scuttling off.
Yes!
That is wild.
It's how I maintain the biodiversity of the coral reef, my second great obsession.
Yes. Well, that is a very noble pursuit, and perhaps that secondary obsession should become thine primary obsession.
What would the other sea witches think of me?
Who cares what they think? Do you live so that others may decide how you should live?
I
answer
have...
honestly.
Yes.
What brings you the greatest joy, Clarion? What makes you happy?
Well, I love manifesting small colonies of kraken, whelpings. That's the name for infant. I love eels, octopi. I love maintaining the biodiversity of the coral reef. I love swimming through it every day.
In that list so far, not one time have you mentioned getting a husband.
Damn.
I'm having a real oh-ho moment. Oh-ho.
Ani, an oh-ho moment is like oh-ho. An aha moment, but it's at sea. Sea.
Oh-ho. Oh-ho, oh-ho.
If it's really big, it's a yo-ho-ho moment. But this is just an oh-ho moment. Oh,
I realized
my mother would be disappointed in me. My cousins would be disappointed in me. My purpose is to trap a husband upon the rocks and enchant him.
But who decided this as thine purpose? Did you decide this for yourself, or did others decide it for thee?
This is how it has been for sea witch and sea witch before sea witch and sea witch before. Although I guess my mom's the first.
Well, of that name.
She must have had it of that name. You're right.
Yes.
Right, there was my grandmother.
What was her name?
Spargle.
Spargle, what a beautiful name. What a beautiful name.
It's almost as beautiful as Dramianshire. A name that was
Dramianshire.
What?
We're not just making these things up as we go. It's clearly Dramianshire.
No, that's right, Dramianshire. Greenland. I gotta remember that Dramianshire. It's where we're going to meet the Velsmerian army. Yes.
And what is the purpose of this quest of yours? Why must you leave the Straits and journey forth?
For so long, we have talked about starting a quest to defeat evil in all its forms. And finally, I was able to raise Arnie up out of his chair, for he has a great destiny ahead of him to play some important role that is really just super unclear. In this defeat of evil, and Chunt and I, as boon companions long bound together, shall fight at the forefront of this army that shall destroy and knock down the Dark Lord's lair and eliminate his cruel reign over food.
We just did some elaborate diplomacy, and now we got the army of Velsmere that we're about to go meet. We're going to use them to fight the Dark Lord. I guess you've been living kind of an isolated life. I don't know if you know, the Dark Lord has taken over most of Foon.
Oh, no, I had not known. It was just me, my mom, my cave.
Your stepdad.
Doug.
Yeah.
Coral reef.
Coral and the biodiversity of the coral reef.
The Krappen. The Krappen.
The Krappen. The Krappen. Bully.
Sorry, the Kraken. Whelplings?
Whelplings, yes. Yeah. This is so funny. Their
what do you call what do you call a group of Kraken?
Oh, is this one of your jokes?
Crackers?
A cracker of Krakens?
Yes.
Or just crackers.
And if they're traveling, it's a cracker barrel of Krakens.
Oh.
What if they're in a ocean, which is famously salt water?
They are soggy.
Wait, no, I see where you're going with this. They're saltines.
They're saltines, yes. I was so close.
Yeah, if you're a Kraken between, I don't know, 13 and 19.
You're saltines, yes.
Look, Clarion, I don't want to tell you what to do, but as a white man, I feel like my experience can resonate with you. Look, I for years and years was in the same place that I never left, and I thought that content would come to me. And now, in season 3 of our podcast, I'm going out to the content of the world of Foon. Like, have you considered leaving your island and finding love elsewhere? Maybe it's time for you to crash into love instead of making love crash into you.
Damn.
Oh, ho.
Yeah, the temptation is off the island. It's you before island, except after sea.
Yes, the most ancient spelling rule.
What's the opposite of oh, ho?
It's a yo.
Oh, no.
I have not contemplated this possibility. Uh-huh. What would my mother and Doug do with that? I guess not. They'd be fine.
Just be shrimping.
I guess yeah, they'd be shrimping.
They'd go shrimping. Open some
Make
doors.
Some cocktail sauce.
Yes.
Look, Clarence, I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm just saying, like, is that an option you've considered? A life of biodiversity alone that it maybe doesn't have love in it is probably fine if that's what you want, but also maybe you can go someplace else. Do
maybe,
something
maybe
else.
I don't want to have a sea witch baby who will struggle to eat my husband for the first 15
yeah,
years of
her right,
life.
Right, right.
Maybe that's not for me.
Maybe you don't want right. to go by Calarian. Maybe you want to go by Claire.
Claire. Claire.
That's your problem, your name.
Wait, and also, you're wearing those overalls. And get this paint off your face and these glasses.
Well, yeah, take off these glasses.
But I can't see without these glasses.
Oh, put those glasses back on. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. And those weren't overalls. That was just kelp clumped together. I'm so sorry.
Well, you had the straps are helpful for when, you know, to just go swimming.
Of course, of course.
I will say, though, when you took those glasses off, I couldn't help but think, she's all that.
Chunt.
Yeah?
Only a minute ago, he said he's white. I thought he was pink.
Well, his shirt is pink. We know that for sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. His skin is fairly
pinkish.
Pink.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Anyway, sorry. Well, Clarion, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for your advice. And I shall take it into consideration.
Well, I'm so happy that you're considering it, but would you still like to try to drown two of us and marry the other?
I think you should continue on through the straits on your quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Oh. For while I do not relate to this concept of evil, not knowing what it is, perhaps I am evil, for I intend to drown people most of the time.
No. I mean, you are what you are.
Thank you, yes. You shall pass on through the straits, and I shall return to my island.
Good and evil is just a choice. As we've laid out for you today, you have many choices ahead of you. Calarion, I must ask thee a question now. Would you join our quest? When I call upon the great power of the sea witch Clarion, would you send your krakens and your sea serpents and your shrimp to help defeat the Dark Lord?
Follow-up question. Do you have sea serpents? Has she mentioned having
I just
sea
sort
serpents?
Of assumed.
They're a little... They work at a lower... the deeper.
Yeah.
And it's hard for sea witches to get down there. The pressure in your ears builds
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Deadly.
Oh.
But they some,
the
okay, they will surface, yes.
Yes. If you could call upon their great power in our battle against evil, then you would be part of the forces of good.
Then I shall. I shall. When the time comes, well, try to find me if I'm not with Mom and Doug. I'm in the cave, most likely.
Yeah. It seems like it'll be easy to find you.
I'm one of the Northern Isles.
Yeah.
Calarion, when we need you, I shall whisper to the wind.
Mariah.
Well, then Mariah's going to come.
Well, then
she
I'll
will
go,
come.
Then I'll say, Mariah, can you please pass the message on
yeah, yeah.
to Calarion
right.
for me?
We'll whisper
but,
Calaire.
Know, but you know what? Don't you hate it when you summon someone and they're like, hey, are you going to be seeing Calarion? At least say hi to Calarion for me.
Well, I'll see if Mariah
really
wants
does
to help
that, yeah.
Mariah deserves it a little bit. I won't go into middle school stuff, but she's...
Yeah.
Also, I'd be kicking myself if I didn't ask. I have a side quest where I'm looking for pity nuts. There's... Let me hold up one. Just these little nuts. I'm trying to collect... couple hundred of those.
How many do you have?
One, just the one, for example's sake. And then it's made of wood. This is a replica.
So you have none.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have we defeated the Dark Lord?
No.
Well, I guess we have none of that quest.
I think this is kind of a dumb quest, although...
I think it's kind of dumb that this is audio only.
Well, sure. But you know what? I didn't happen to have a GoPro with me when I fell through a dimensional portal. I just happened to very naturally have a bunch of microphones and a laptop.
Oh, look out to sea. Look right there. See that... Whoa, that dolphin just jumped up. Whoa, and a whale just jumped out of the water, ate the dolphin, and now they're both splashing down. What a sound that is, sure, but also there's no visual.
It was terrifying.
And their inner thoughts were fascinating.
I made that happen.
Oh, good job.
Wow.
A little show.
Well, Calarion, thank you so much for crawling onto our boat and being on our podcast.
Thank you for giving me an oh-ho moment, and even a yo-ho-ho moment, a new perspective on my life.
And I guess it's not really ours to give because we're just passengers on this ship, but I think we should let her keep the chair.
Thank you.
Of course, keep the chair. And of course, I, seeing your island there far in the distance, I shall make it appear there for thee, as well as a small cot.
What?
You can lay down on it. in the evening.
You can lay down on it. Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't an insult?
No. I know it sounded like one. That's fair.
Yeah, fuck you. Lay down on it.
Lay down on it, you piece of crap.
I shall vanish now.
Oh, you needn't vanish just yet. Ani's going to read an email.
Yeah, you know, we get messages from Earth. People email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Although I guess at sea I'm supposed to refer to them as C-mail. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Here's one I received. It says, Arnie, have you ever considered talking about Earth military technology to scare the Dark Lord and his minions away? I doubt he knows how to deal with a tank. Do you think an Abrams could fit through the portal behind the Burger King, signed Isaac and Sarah?
Why would J.J. Abrams have anything to do with this? I spent a week upon
it. Why wouldn't J.J. Abrams want to have anything to do with this? J.J. Abrams, if you're listening. There's a lot of potential here.
I spent a week upon Earth, and I think the first season of Lost is wonderful.
Well, you know what? On my world, there are these giant war machines called tanks, and I don't think I could even begin to build one, and honestly, I hope one...
You could build one. What? You could build one.
You could build a tank.
Sure, man, you could build one.
Oh, no. But I also, like, I hope that one actually doesn't fit through the portal behind the Burger King. I mean... Gosh, if someone on Earth could, like, get a tank here, that just seems...
Well, it seems if, like, anyone could get a tank here, it would be your burger potentate and all his great powers at his disposal. If he wanted some sort of tank or some sort of phalanx of falcons armed with the lasers that you often speak of, then surely he could send them through quite easily.
I guess that Burger King is pretty close to Wrigleyville, so a lot of people do get tanked and go there.
Kalaren, if you had to do... one final round of friend, friend, friend. Who would you kill?
I've now, thanks to our discussion, changed my perspective and would kill Arnie.
Oh!
Yes!
You've perfect. Learned so much.
Growth!
Yes,
that's
growth! Yes, if I was forced to kill, I would kill Arnie and let you two continue on your quest.
Arnie
seems to himself have been dashed upon the shores of this land.
Yeah. It's true.
So he's already sad.
Yeah.
Well, Kalaren, it is a pleasure to meet you. And if we e'er sail back this way, we shall surely stop in and say hello to you again. But now, with my great powers, I shall transport you back to your island along with your new chair and cot.
Eustor, I think she has her own powers.
Oh, you're right. You don't need me.
Yeah, earlier she said she's going to vanish.
Yes, then vanish away.
I will transport in a similar fashion as you were discussing, but I'll do it by myself.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for the chair. I would need some help. Please transport the chair.
Yeah, and lay on it.
Yes. Send it right.
Was that what it was?
You can lie down on it.
You can lie, lay down on
lay
it.
Lay down on it.
You can lay on it.
And when, you know, when we need you eventually in the fight against the Dark Lord, we will definitely give you a Kalaren call.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Oh, she's putting more seawater into your mouth, Arnie.
Must be how our power works.
Oh, and she vanished. Wow.
Now, Yusuro, will you send that chair?
Chair fly!
Just smashed into those rocks.
Oh, no!
Oh, damn it.
We don't have any more chairs to spare, otherwise we won't have a place to sit.
I can conjure a new chair, I'm sure, and we can drop it off next time we're here.
She's going to really think we betrayed her.
Wait, put your head on your chair. It's kind of comfortable.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, put your arms kind of...
Frankly, I've never understood the way you two sit in chairs.
If only we had visual.
Well, great. When they brought up shoving a tank through the portal, everybody here started furiously typing and diagramming on the whiteboard. The whole damn facility just became the first 20 minutes of the social network. I knew this planet's warmongering tendencies would show up eventually. Let's see. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Rafai. Kalaren the Sea Witch was played by special guest Sarah Haskins, co-creator of new sitcom Carol's Second Act, premiering September 26th at 9:30 on CBS. Thomas. She's also one of the writers of the movie Booksmart. She hosted Target Women on Current TV, and when we worked at Second City, we wrote a scene about unmarried aunts bringing down the room during Thanksgiving dinner that our director refused to put in front of an audience. But I've let that go. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Original Magic Tavern theme song by Andy Poland. Sea shanty version of the song by Arnie Parrott. If you have a problem with his man braid, you're not alone. What do you know? I intercepted an email with another fan-made cover of the Magic Tavern theme. It's like the ice bucket challenge, but not helping any diseases. Let's take a listen to this track from the Savants of Souls and forget all about trying to cram a tank through an interdimensional rift.
Justin McKenzie.
I'm the special channel. I'll put my head upon the seat and let something be.
Hey, honey, who's behind this door? Let me unlock it with my key.
Doug!
What? I'm just opening this door.
If you see anything fly onto this aisle, don't touch it.
Come back to shrimping.
Don't touch it, Doug.
I'm going to go shrimping.
I'm expecting a present. It's for me. It's a package. It's only for me. Nobody open it.
From dusk till prom.